WCFW-FM Chippewa Falls, a Civic Media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW. '90s and more. 105.7
90s and more. Hush, hush, darling, don't speak. It's No Doubt on CFW. And you know, the conversations between a husband and a wife, particularly my husband and me, like, what are we doing here? We're on two separate planets trying to talk to each other. And I'm glad I could make you laugh, like Yvonne said. Thanks for the giggles. Check out my latest blog, if you dare, if you need a good laugh. It's at WCFW.FM.
I have a picture into my wall, an image of you and of me, and we're laughing with love at it all. Look at our life now, tattered and torn. We fuss and we fight and delight in the tears that we cry until dawn.
Tired.
rebooting your radio with the Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Thank you for being part of this Friday. Good to be with you. I hope you're not working too hard leading into the weekend, are you?
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the
Love Shack, yeah. I'm heading down the Atlanta Highway.
I got me a car.
80s, 90s, and more place in cyberspace. Download the Civic Media app. Look for CFW and stream us anywhere, anytime.
Have you ever loved?
Reserve your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecue. Go to fishonmarinette.com to learn more.
All Wisconsinites want our lawmakers to fight for a better future. But some elected officials are working to strip away our rights, like the right to make our own healthcare decisions or send our kids to well-funded schools. Wisconsin voters will be asked to change the state constitution on their November ballot. This anti-voter constitutional amendment could disenfranchise or create barriers for eligible voters. We're not going back. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is urging voters to vote no on the November 5th constitutional amendment.
Werzer Builders invites you to discover easy living in their 55-plus senior condos conveniently located on Eau Claire's south side in the Timber Bluff neighborhood development. Enjoy quality custom units with well-thought-out floor plans, kitchens with center islands and granite countertops, charming front porches, and outdoor patios with pergolas. Units are two-bedroom, two-bath, come complete with appliances, and start in the 270s. Contact Werzer Builders today for lot availability and building details at info@werzerbuilders.com.
I'm George Gale. I'm a longtime community organizer and lifelong Midwesterner. In this season of To See Each Other, we're heading to one of my favorite places, Wisconsin, to get to know a group of small town folks fighting for community and dignity for the elderly and a better future for us all. Join me in Merrill, population 9,000, where a beloved public nursing home is unexpectedly up for sale.
I was in tears. I talked to the social worker. What am I going to do?
I don't want to live under the bridge in a pasteboard box.
It's a heart-pounding roller coaster of a fight in a swing state that could determine the election. This is To See Each Other, where we explore how people are fighting for the future of rural America and how writing it off hurts us all. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces. A new adventure. Create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Real quick, raise your hand if you want to lose an additional 4 bands a year. Go ahead and put your hands up. Put your hands up. You voted for Kamala Harris. Oh, okay, my fault. Good, because I don't think people understand that voting for Trump means you will lose an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. If Trump is elected, he plans to add a 60% tariff on all imports from China. Anything in your house that says made in China, take the price that you paid for and add 60%. He plans to add a 20% tariff on all imports coming from every other country. With Kamala Harris's opportunity economy, she's not hitting you with the sales tax of doom. She's providing tax cuts to the middle and working class, so that means you will save an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. Plus the $25,000 she's literally handing to new homebuyers, like, you know who to vote for in this November's election. It's Kamala Harris. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FFPAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
CFW.
I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long. Like a worn-out recording of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. And in the personal columns, there was this letter I read. If you like piña colada, escape.
about my lady. I know that sounds kind of mean, but me and my old lady have fallen into the same old routine. So I wrote to the paper, took out a personal ad, and though I'm nobody's poet, I thought it wasn't half bad. Yes, I like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain. I'm not much into health food. I am into champagne. I've got to meet you by tomorrow noon and cut through all this red tape. She walked in the place. I knew a smile in an instant. I knew the curve of her face. It was my own lovely lady. And she said, oh, it's you. Then we laughed for a moment. And I said, I never knew that you like pina coladas and getting caught.
CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
Thank you.
80s, 90s, and more. It's 105.7 CFW if you have not had lunch just yet. And quite frankly, even if you did, you must celebrate this national day that happens the final Friday in October every single year. And that's what today is, October 25th. Let's get hungry. We're talking about it next. It's so delicious on CFW.
CFW Workday with Laura McKenna on 105.7 CFW.
Communities. town. Still hayseed enough to say, look who's in the big town. But my bed is in a small town. Oh, that's good enough for me. Well, I was born in a small town, and I can breathe in a small town.
That's Mellencamp on the 80s, 90s, and more. We're 105.7 CFW, and today, October 25th, the final Friday in October, which I don't know how that happened, but it's here, and it happens to be National Breadstick Day, always celebrated on that last Friday of October. And there's, I love a breadstick. I love about 10 breadsticks. They bring the basket of breadsticks to the table, and I love eating with people who are keto or anti-carb. Because when they say, oh, I can't eat bread, I think to myself, could I get yours and mine? And maybe we need 10 more baskets. Yes, I'm going to eat them all. So weigh in on the Facebook page. Best breadsticks in town or favorite restaurant for breadsticks. Where do you get them? Where's the best? I mean, we must celebrate. It's Breadstick Day.
Stay informed with the latest news throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley on our sister station, 93.5 The Tap. James Kelly and the WCFW News team has what you need to know every hour, 24 hours a day. For the latest news, talk, and discussion on what's important to you, count on 93.5 The Tap and WCFW.FM.
This workday is sponsored by Royce Roberts Realtor at Edina Realty. Find your perfect place. Just Google Royce Roberts Realtor at Edina Realty and make your dream home a reality.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Get your tickets today for the premier fall event, Blues, Brews, and Barbecues in Marinette, Wisconsin. Featuring 6 elite barbecue chefs, award-winning craft beer, and 2 iconic blues musicians. Kicking off the night, Hall of Fame inductee Joe Moss. Following Joe Taranzo Cannon. Playing tunes from his current number one album, Shut Up and Play. November 2nd at the Community Rec, Blues, Brews, and Barbecues. Go to fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig for more information.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Chances are you're not hearing this ad while topping 100 in your Aston Martin or taking a spin around town in your Rolls Royce. But if you are, then Donald Trump's tax plan is for you. Just ask him.
You're rich as hell. We're going to give you a tax cut?
But if you're hearing this on your way to work or school pickup, if you're heading to the grocery store or wondering how long you can stretch that tank of gas, then your plan is Kamala Harris's plan. She'll make the wealthy and big corporations pay their fair share so she can give the middle class a tax cut, as well as $25,000 for first-time homebuyers, $6,000 for first-time parents, and a $50,000 tax deduction for starting a new business. Because that guy in the Cybertruck that just zoomed by doesn't need another break. But Kamala Harris knows you sure could use one.
Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Beginning this weekend, members of the public can test the electronic voting equipment for the November election. The testing is meant to give residents confidence in the election process by showing them how the machines work and how long the process takes. Under Wisconsin state law, any anomalies found with the electronic equipment during the testing period need to be fixed before the equipment can be used for the election. Members of the public will be invited to observe the testing process with at least 48 hours of notice. Consistently dry weather across the state has led to Wisconsin farmers completing their harvests earlier than expected. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the corn harvest for grain is 12 days ahead of average, and the soybean harvest is 4 weeks ahead of average. While the dry weather has allowed farmers to harvest their crops earlier than usual, it's also led to a drop in their quality. Farming officials say soil around the state is showing signs of being depleted, and more crop yields are being lost to weather-related issues. The city of Eau Claire will host a public forum on Monday to discuss the challenges facing the area. The public forum will feature Eau Claire City Council President Emily Berge on issues like housing, homelessness, fiscal stability, and public safety. Housing and homelessness have become growing concerns around the area with a rising unhoused population and a low vacancy rate in the city. The public forum is scheduled to take place between noon and 2 p.m. on Monday on the third floor of the L.E. Phillips Memorial Public Library. The City of Eau Claire Parks and Forestry Division has announced the temporary closure of one of the local off-leash dog parks. According to city officials, the Otter Creek Dog Park will be closed for maintenance between October 28th and November 3rd. During the maintenance, crews will be installing a new concrete entrance, removing dead and dying trees, and repairing the fence. They will also attempt to remove some invasive species in the area and the overgrowth along the fence line. The city has two other off-leash dog parks that will remain open. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Chippewa Valley
weather. Sunny and seasonal, both today and tomorrow. High temperatures reach those upper 50s. Then, winds shift out of the south for Sunday, warming us up to the low 60s and spiking us to near 70 on Monday. Then, the heat really cranks up for Tuesday, nearing 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
CFW.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
It's 105.7 CFW there with a little Outkast. I hope you have a great weekend. Before the weekend gets started, make sure to go to throwbacknationradio.com/contests. That's where you can guess how much candy corn does Tony have in the jar and maybe win $1,000. I mean, why not? And then make sure to tune in every single weeknight at 7 p.m. for the greatest of the 80s and 90s with Throwback Nation Radio. I'll see you back here at 10 a.m. Monday morning. Have a good one.
Silver screen and all it said goodbye.
I'm never gonna dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm, but it's easy to pretend. I know you're not a fool. You should have known better than to cheat a friend and waste the chance that I'd been given. So I'm never gonna dance again the way I danced with you.
CFW. Your home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app.
CFW.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your fish bare. See how I'll leave with every piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I will do. There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. The sky.